You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Bill Code, the author of Solving the Brain Puzzle and a medical doctor. So welcome back. We've been talking about foods, keeping a wide array of foods, and that gluten is important to keep it out of the gut and out of the brain. It could be a very important piece of the puzzle. When we go to the next one, what is it? BPMT, this phytobiomodulation therapy. That's pretty well unheard of. Can you explain some of that?
Well, it's a pretty new entity, and that's why I really wanted it to put it in the book. And right just before the book went to publication, I even talked about the use of a helmet. Looks a bit like a bicycle helmet. But so photobiomodulation is now the official name worldwide for cool laser or low-level laser light therapy. But it's been that for about 10 years, but it's not in everybody's vernacular yet, your way of talking at all. But this is completely safe. It's been studied for about 45 years. It's accepted by the FDA. Recently, the helmet was accepted by the FDA in the United States for even treating PTSD and traumatic brain injury. It's also recognized to have some value with depression, and certainly it's a major help for musculoskeletal issues. But I was, of course, particularly interested in the brain because it fitted so well in the book. And I read about it first in a book by a Canadian author many of you will know, Norman Doidge, in his book, The Way the Brain Heals. And so he devoted quite a bit to so-called light therapy. I'm excited that we have that in Duncan, and it's starting to happen more and more places. So in traveling around, I try to take some variation of that with me. Even when I was up in Prince George, just over a month ago, we were up to the Yukon and came and went through a Prince George, stayed there a night. A very fine city, and I was really pleased to stop by the University of Northern BC and leave a couple of copies of my book at the library up there.
Oh, good, good. So this phytotherapy with the light, it must be different than what people do for seasonal adjusted depression, to just sit in front of the full spectrum lighting.
Well, no, that's right. I mean, I've had my own battles with depression. I was on antidepressants probably for 20 years. I haven't been on happily for 15. And now I know enough I probably won't need to. You know, I take my regular fish oils and my vitamin D, which are a big deal. B vitamins are a big plus for me. And there's quite a few things that, you know, one can learn over the time. And one of them is photobiomodulation. You know, it's a big, long, funny word, but you did well. You did the acronym PBM or PBM.
PBMT.
Yeah.
And so if people are looking to understand or learn more, especially us in BC, where would be a good place to go to connect with to find out more about that?
About photobiomodulation?
Yeah.
Well, you could go to a practical site that's there in BC is Genoa Laser Therapy. Genoa, G-E-N-O-A, just like the city in Italy. Genoa Laser Therapy. And so that's done by Josh Crawford and his colleague, and you know, so they know a great deal about it. The other place you can learn a lot from is the site in the UK called Thor, T-H-O-R. I think it's one of the main Norse gods. Anyway, Thor Photobiomodulation. There's an awful lot on that site. And then you can, of course, research down other groups, but there's hundreds of articles out of them now, which is exciting to see.
There's your book is such a wealth of information and so many things. Even the chiropractic in there, you suggest a specific kind of chiropractic to get things aligned so that the energy is going to the brain properly. Can you explain the NUCCA chiropractic?
Sure. Yeah. So, I pronounce it NUCCA, but you know, same difference.
Okay.
NUCCA stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. So this was established over 100 years ago, a lot of research on it. And, you know, I've been lucky enough. It's been a piece of the puzzle for me. It's helped my wife with her neck troubles as well. So they take extra training, considerable, on how to work directly with the highest cervical vertebrae, C1 and C2. And as those are both, when they're perfectly in alignment, the alignment throughout the body improves, you know, between the hips, all down the spine, and so on. So I went first to Dr. Gordon Hassick in Calgary, who's one of the main teachers of NUCA, and it's an extremely safe technique. I know that a lot of medical doctors are cautious or worried about it, but as I talk about in the book, you know, the risk from chiropractic done correctly is as safe as having a, you know, an MRI. So it's much, much safer than many of our colleagues, my colleagues, have suggested. But the NUCA, if you want a neck adjustment, the very smart place to go is to a NUCA-trained chiropractor.
Okay. Now, there's so many things in this book that we would never cover them in a half-hour interview. How do you suggest people use this book?
How to use it?
How to use it. Do you know, for...
Yeah, so I went to a lot of trouble in, you know, it was 36 different chapters. Most of them are really quite chewable. You know, they're 10, 12 pages. I did get carried away in the cannabis chapter. But so it's a matter of glancing through the table of contents, which is very good. There's also an index. But I think the big thing, and you can learn more about the other components in the book if you want to listen to audio, you can go to my website, drbillcode.com, and get the audio version. And then it's a matter of picking and choosing what you want. Some will read it cover to cover, and some will go right to their own problem first, whether that's stroke or that's MS or the other. But because this is both a reference but a very readable book for the lay person. If there's one skill I have as a physician, I'm able to talk in regular people's terms. So that's really important, because physician means teach.
Right. Yes. And you've taught through a few other books. What are some of your other books?
Well, one of my first books was Who's in Control of Your MS? Pieces of the MS Recovery Puzzle. So that has a lot of my own personal journey. And then further than a bit the same was Winning the Pain Game. And then I was kind of right just then, I was winning the brain game, but it got used in the 2 or 3 years leading up to it. So there you go. It became Solving the Brain Puzzle.
And Bill, do you see another book on its way?
Is there another book on its way?
Yes.
At the minute, I think I would probably do a revision to this. I was really pleased, and I'm also really pleased, even though this came out in 2019, almost nothing has changed. And the pieces that do change, I'll be covering on my Facebook Live or audio blog or podcast audio or through YouTube, because I do that almost weekly. I'm taking a couple of weeks off now because I'm hiding out in Mexico where it's nice and hot and sunny and warm. We got here yesterday.
That is so exciting to hear that people get around the world yet. That's so nice that you are in Mexico. The book here has got so much in it for all the different brain problems. When you have somebody in your family whose brain is shut down, whether through disease or accident, what are your words to the family?
Don't lose hope. Even though your neurologist, because that's usually who's looking after brain troubles, you know, are pretty discouraged, I don't think that they're looking broad enough yet. I dream that the neurologist will be much more looking outward, but so far, they're not. So I don't want you to lose hope, whether it's a neurologist or even a psychiatrist or maybe your family doctor, because you can often improve things very dramatically. And that's why I was so passionate to write the book, to let people know that, because the ideas aren't getting out as well as I would like them. There's a few other things at play, I'm afraid.
Now, do you have a web page or that you could let us know how to find to get the information, whether we want to listen to some of your book online or to find ways to find your book?
Sure, I could put it together and send it to you. Is that what you mean?
I was just wondering if you could tell our listeners now how to find you through the internet.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so the easiest thing is to just look for Dr. Bill Code. So just drbillcode.com. Or if you type in Solving the Brain Puzzle, you'll probably get to it. But the main ways to access the book, audio book, English written, ebook, Spanish now, and soon French and German, is to go to that website, drbillcode.com. You might think that Amazon is the easy place to go, but actually Amazon is a bit tricky for the authors. And So people that have worked at marketing their book, they don't necessarily jump to that. Mm-hmm. Because I just went on a week ago, and mine was listed at $183 U.S.
Oh, dear.
And that's just silly, because I sell it for $30 Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
I wanted it available to people. I didn't want it hard to get.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people sneak underneath Amazon and put their own information on the Amazon site.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful book. It's well worth finding, Solving the Brain Puzzle. Thank you very much for writing it, and thank you for being on our show today.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I'd be happy to do it again sometime if you'd like.
Super. That'll be great. Until we talk again. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Crystal Kennedy.